来读一段圣经。
Let's read the Bible passage.
翻到提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
Second Timothy 4.
我们看第七、第八节，那第七到第九节。
From verse 7 to 8, or to 9. 7 to 8.
我们看第七跟第八节。我们第七节啊 ，OK， 我们看一看哈。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。对不起，提摩太前书。对不起，提摩太前书第四章第七到第八节。
First Timothy 4:7-8.
我们再读一次哈。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
But refuse profane and old wives' fable, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come.
我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters.
我说对于朋友们来说，他所追求的目的乃是要得永生。
For friends, the purpose of pursuing is that they will obtain eternal life.
对一个已经得到永生的人来说，他的追求的目的就是能够进天国。
But for one who has eternal life, the pursuit is to enter into the kingdom.
所以我今天跟大家在看这个进前这件事。
So today, when we look at this topic of godliness,
你看到这里他说啊，你操练进前有今生与来生的应许。
When you exercise godliness, there is it's profitable for today and for the day to come.
来生就是讲到天国的时候。
For the day to come, it talks about the kingdom.
如果我们愿意操练这个的话，我们能够在国度的时候，我们能够进天国。
If we exercise this, then during the period of the kingdom, we can enter into the kingdom.
在我要讲进前的时候，我们先来看敬畏。
But before we talk about godliness, we want to talk about honoring God and fear God.
我们要知道，我们谈到敬虔，我们不可能不谈到敬畏神。
It's not possible to talk about godliness without talking about the fear of God.
我们来看看几段的圣经。
Let's look at a few passages.
我们翻到箴言第九章。
Proverbs
旧约的箴言
chapter 9,
第九章。
Proverbs 9.
箴言第九章第十节。
Proverbs 9:10.
我们只 OK， 我们读一下哈，这个我们只读前面一段哈。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
啊，只读前面一段哈。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
翻到诗篇二十五篇。
And then turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇第十二节。
Psalm 25:12.
诗篇二十五篇第二十啊第十二节。
25:12.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach.In the way that he shall choose.
十四节。
Verse 14.
头一句，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
我想我们蛮喜欢这个这个这三节圣经哈。
We like all these three verses.
我们喜欢有智慧。
We like to have wisdom.
我们喜欢有人指导我们当行的路。
And we want somebody to teach us the way.
我们喜欢主跟我亲密。
And we want the Lord to be close.
但是这三段圣经都有个条件。
But all three verses have a condition.
这个条件呢，就是说你要敬畏他。
And the condition is to feel fear.
他说，如果你敬畏他，你就得着智慧。
If we fear the Lord, then we gain.
如果你敬畏他，他说我就指示你当行的路。
And if we fear the Lord, he will show us the way.
如果我们敬畏他，他说我愿意与你亲近。
And then if you fear the Lord, he will show them his covenant.
什么叫敬畏？
Now what is to fear the Lord?
那英文叫 fear.
In English it says fear.
中文翻译怎么查都是怕。
And in a Chinese,
我不知道现在有没有另外一个字哈。我的解释就是怕。
And for me, it's
想到神就怕。
If you think about the Lord, you have to be afraid.
再给我问你，你怕什么？
What are you afraid of?
我们怕的最后是他惩罚我。
What we're afraid of is we do.
我想得到这件事，他罚我，我就没了。
Or if we are punished and we cannot get what we want.
我们也怕遇到艰难。
And we're afraid.
我们最想都是一帆风顺。
Suffering. We want everything to be easy.
但是呢，我就是怕神突然间给我不顺。
But I'm afraid the Lord might give me something difficult.
我们怕被神管教。
And we're afraid that the Lord will discipline.
所以你发现，我们一讲到敬畏神，我们只想到怕。
So when we think about fear of the Lord,
我们是怕他怎么对待我们。
We're just afraid of how he will treat us.
我们要看看真的敬畏神，神真的讲这个吗？
But we want to see what does the Lord talk about when he say to fear him.
我们再看一段圣经，哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
新约的哥林多后书第七章。
New Testament 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多后书第一第七章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
Having therefore this promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
叫哥林多后书第六章里面讲到很多的分别。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, talked about a lot of separation.
特别是后面那一段。
Especially towards the end.
他说信与不信都不能同夫一轭。
Like, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers.
他说这个光明与黑暗有什么相通？
Or darkness and light, is there anything similar?
他讲完这个之后到第七章第一节。
7:1.
他又讲到最后那段圣经，最后就讲说得以成圣。
And then it talks about perfecting holiness.
前面那句话说敬畏神得以成圣。
So perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord of God.
这里敬畏神有个结果，就是成圣。
Fearing God has a result, and the end result is holiness.
你看这一段里面，他提到哈，他说除去你身体、灵魂一切的污秽。
It's to take away all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
你知道，我们今天如果这个房间，我讲过哈，这个房间灯都全关了，现在是晚上，你这里什么脏的东西都看不见。
If we turn off the light, we cannot see any.
你会觉得这里房间很干净。
Even think it's very clean.
我如果拿个蜡烛来的话，
But if I take out a candle,
摆得很在你很前面，你可能在你前面的脏东西你看到，
then you see the dirtiness just in front.
但是远一点的脏你也看不到，
But the filthiness farther.
好，你说我摆很多蜡烛摆过来，
Now if I take a lot of candles,
我可能看多了很多地上什么碎纸条啊什么，我看多一点，
then I can see a little bit more.
但是当我把灯全打开了，
But when I turn on all the lights,
你会发现，哇，等一下可能需要吸尘。
Then you realize, oh, I need to vacuum.
人生也是一样。
Same with our life.
当我们不在光中行的时候，我觉得我这个人很好。
If we're not in the light, we think we're good.
我们都觉得我们都是一个好人。
We think we're good person.
你讲我是罪人，哪来的罪？
If you say I'm a sinner, what do you mean? Where, which sin?
主耶稣来到地上，他说我就是光。
But the Lord came and said, I am the light.
他说我来到地上，我要照明人心中的黑暗。
I'm going to shine forth the darkness in man.
所以当一个人认识主，越靠近主，开始靠近主的时候。
So when one becomes closer to the Lord,
你就发现，哦，我真的是有不对的地方啊。
Then we realize,
为什么我以前不觉得呢？
How come I didn't realize?
当我们对主更认识的时候，
and then the more we know Him,
你就发现，哎，我的罪还不是我想的这么少。
Then I realize, oh, it's not as little as I thought.
保罗到他传福音了这么多年。
So when Paul, after preaching so many,
到他老年的时候，
in his old age,
我们说他应该是圣人呢。
We say he is a holy man.
但他因为靠近神，靠近的很近。
Because he's already very, very close.
他说我在罪人中我是罪魁。
But he said he's the chief of all sinners.
我们说保罗，你有没有讲错？你是罪魁。
We say Paul, aren't you must be wrong?
你经过许多的路是叫带人信耶稣，你哪来是罪魁？
You have gone through a lot, and you brought a lot.
但是因为他很靠近神，在这个光里面，他越看自己就发现我是一个罪魁。
But because he's so close to the Lord,
我不是跟人在比较，乃是我在神的面前是直。这是 direct 在神面前，我的确是很多罪。
Directly before God, he realized he's the chief of sinners.
说他能够说我主啊，我感谢你。
So he said, "Thank the Lord."
你没有以我的罪来对待我。
You did not treat me.
我虽然是满身的罪，你还愿意救我。
Even I'm full of sin, you are willing to save me.
中文圣经看不出来，以为他讲过去式；英文圣经就看得出来，那个词是用现在时的。我现在是一个罪人。
In a Chinese, it's hard to see, but what Paul used is the present tense.
你知道保罗真正在哪里？他发现一件事情。
Paul find out one thing.
他说我有一个怕。
He said I have a veil.
我不是怕神怎么责罚我。
Oh, I'm not afraid of God punishing me.
我怕的是我每件事情都瞒了我自己。
I'm afraid that everything I'm doing it for myself.
我做这个。你看来我是服侍主，其实我为我自己。
Maybe I look as if I'm serving the Lord, but I'm really doing it for myself.
你想想看，我们很多时候我们求主。
Many times we ask the Lord.
我们要真的好好想的话，我真的是完全为主吗？
Let's think. Am I doing all this for the Lord?
我说主啊，哎，我要找对象，我就寻求你为我预备。
For example, I ask the Lord, I need to have a partner, a spouse. Please prepare one for me.
但是呢，是你先找到的时候，你怎么祷告啊？
But how are you praying for this?
你跟主说，就是这个了，好不好？
Say, Oh Lord, can it be this person?
其实是你非常喜欢他。
It is you who prefer this person.
那你现在就要叫神按章，就说就是他了，就是他。
But now you're just wanting
the person. 我问你，你真正的寻求，你真正的寻求他的心意，还是说，哎，其实就是我的了，神你就是我的，就是你的 ，OK， 就 OK 了。
Are you really seeking God's heart, or are you just saying, okay, what I want is supposed to be what you want too?、
啊、我们很多祷告，对不对？我们教学生，我们祷告说，哎，我这个我的学业要怎么样？说我寻求你。
Or a student, we ask the Lord about our education, how it should be.
其实我们背地里一大堆的打算。
But actually, we have already this.
我们的工作生说，我工作是为着养生，为着你的。
Or our work, we said this is for earning a living. It's for you, Lord.
我拼老命的在这里打工。
But then I use all my effort.
我希望老板称赞我几句。
I want my boss to
有机会把我提升。
Praise me or to promote me.
我们今天啊，真的讲到敬畏，乃是说神啊，在每一件事里面，说不让我的成分摆在里面。
So today, when we talk about fearing the Lord, we want nothing of ourselves to be in there.
叫做敬畏。
This is what we call fear.
说保罗到他晚年的时候。
So in his old age, Paul.
他不是做了多少的坏事。
It's not that he has done a lot of bad things.
但是在神的眼中，他看到自己，我做这个，我的动机是对的吗？
But it is in the eyes of God, is my motive right?
我有真的摆下我自己吗？
Have I laid down myself?
还是我有一个最大的骗局在骗我自己的？
But or am I just deceiving myself with this show?
我 过去都跟上次也跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
I have shared last time with brothers and sisters.
马太福音第七章讲到说，他说有人说我主啊主啊，主耶稣说，凡叫我主啊主啊，都不能够都见天进天国。
In Matthew 7 says, Lord, Lord, but the Lord said, not all who call me Lord will enter the kingdom.
我们会想，我做到你主啊，我已经是属你的了。
When we say Lord, we said we already belong to
you. 我们在侍奉你，我已经是听你的话来侍奉了。
And when we're serving you, we really are obeying you, and that's why we're serving you.
但是主说，那不一定。
But the Lord said, well, not necessarily.
侍奉你。可能也为你自己。
Maybe you're serving me, but you're really doing it for yourself.
主耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的，不见得都能进天国。
So not all who are calling me Lord, Lord will enter the
kingdom. 敬畏神这件事很重要。
So this thing about fearing God is very
important. 我希望我们能够改变一个心态，我们不是怕神惩罚我。
So we don't want to come with a heart of being afraid.
我是怕我自己太多自己的意思。
But to be afraid that there's full of ourselves in it.
使徒行传第五章那里记载了一个故事。
In Acts chapter 5, there's a story.
我不跟大家读了。
I'm not going to read that story.
你在初期教会，他们那时候教会需要金钱。
At that time, in the early church, they need money.
所以他们说，弟兄姊妹，如果大家愿意的话，把你们的金钱或者财产卖掉，一起带到教会来。
So brothers and sisters, out of their own willingness, can sell properties and bring the money to the church.
但是呢，那时候很多弟兄姊妹很愿意，田产都卖了，就是为了帮助当时弟兄姊妹都蛮穷的。
So at that point, there are a lot of brothers and sisters. They sold their fields to help others who are in need.
那个时候有一对的夫妻。
And at that time, there was a couple.
他们信耶稣的。
They believe in Jesus.
他看到哇，大家都把田产卖。
They saw other people selling their fields.
他们两个商量说，我们也该卖。
The two agreed to sell theirs too.
但是他们觉得全部钱拿出去太多了。
But they felt that to give all that they sold for, that's too much.
但是我想啊，他们里面一定有个想法。
But I believe that in them there's this thinking.
因为这些人把田产卖了。我旁边弟兄姊妹都来，我、哦、谢谢你们哦，这个你们真的爱主，把这个田产都卖了供养我们。
Probably they saw that for those who have sold and gave, other people were thanking them and appreciating them.
我猜的哈，我不知道他们夫妻究竟什么想法，他们可能也觉得，哎呦，我这个做出去，人家也能够来称谢谢我。
I'm guessing.Maybe they also think if we do that, people are going to praise us.
我很想要也得到人家的尊崇。
I also want that respect and thanks from
them. 所以他们把田产卖了。
And so they sold their.
他们只把一部分的钱拿到使徒面前那里去。
But they only gave a portion of what they sold.
他们基本上告诉使徒说，这就是我卖田产全部的钱。
But they told the apostles that this is everything that they got from the sale.
你要知道，那时候主的同在在教会中非常的显明。
At that time, the presence of the Lord is very evident in the early church.
他们以为我收了一些钱，就没人知道。
The two thought that they kept some behind, nobody will know.
没想到圣灵能够让彼得他们都知道。
But the Holy Spirit through Peter revealed this thing.
说彼得说你们为什么做这件事
And so Peter said, why do you do such things?
我们知道他们夫妻两个人就死在那里
We know that both of them died there and then
我们记得我也提过旧约的扫罗王
And I mentioned King Saul in the Old Testament
他开始的时候非常的谦卑
At the beginning he was humble
但是他基本上他自己的意识太多了
But basically, he has many own ideas.
当撒母耳来告诉他说你没有听神的话。
When Samuel said to him, "You did not obey the Lord."
他怎么说？我听了。
He said, "Well, I heard the Lord."
这就是说我自己的心意把我自己都骗了。
He deceived himself.
所以撒母耳说神已经废你做王。
And so.Samuel said, you're no longer king in the eyes of the Lord.
但是你发现，扫罗怎么说？撒母耳，请你跟我回去。 在百姓中抬举我。
But he begged Samuel to go back with him so that he will still be high in the eyes of the people.
他所要的就是大家遵从他是王。
He just wants people to regard him as king.
他爱那个地位。
He likes that position.
你知道，这就是我们今天要怕的事。
This is what we should be afraid of.
保罗能够说主啊，当我在侍奉你的路上。我不要有我这些隐藏的要的东西。
And so Paul said, I do not want to have these hidden things there that for myself.
我今天在地上各个地方去参加一些聚会。
I go to different places, different conference.
我发现弟兄姊妹也有一个很大的危机。
I see there's a danger there.
哇、哦，我们找到很有名望、很有名的传道人，哇、哦，我们就过去跟他照相。
If there's a well-known speaker, we want to take picture with them.
过了好多年了，我就照，就拿出来，哎，我曾经跟他照过相。
And then we say, okay, in the past we have taken pictures.
我还遇到有人跟我说，哎，我跟他吃过饭，你吃过吗
？Or you say, I have eaten lunch with him. Have you?
我就不知道吃过饭就把你身价抬高到哪里。
I don't know how much that can give you.
照了一张照片，你认就是认识我们弟兄有多少
？Or if you have a picture, how much do you really know?
因为人就想借着这个把自己身价又抬高一点。
Because through this, you can lift yourself up a little bit.
而主耶稣讲了一句话。
And so the Lord said.
在约翰福音里面说哈，他们爱人的荣耀过于爱我的荣耀。
They love the glory of man rather than the glory of God.
怎么会有这个出现？
Why does this thing happen?
因为我们的成分太多在里面。
It's because there's so much of self in there.
所以我今天第一件事情啊，我需要大家知道什么叫敬畏神。
That's why today I want everybody to know what is.
还有一件事情，我也请大家看一下，我们可以看看腓立比书哈、啊、第一章。
Then let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
这个讲到在侍奉当中的。
This talks about service.
在腓立比书第一章第十五节。
Philippians chapter 1:15.
到十八节。
To 18.
这里保罗说哈，他说有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等人是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等人传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，我为此就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds.But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding every way, whether in preference or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yeah, and will rejoice.
我常常听很多人说，我是侍奉主，就是好的。
I always heard people say, I serve the Lord, that is
good. 只要我到主面前，我是在侍奉他，就是好的。
As long as I'm serving God, that's good.
这里给我们看到哈，我希望弟兄姊妹要知道，这都在传福音。
I want brothers and sisters to see all this are preaching.
但是保罗那时候在坐牢的。
But Paul was in prison.
他说有限传福音是为了加增我坐牢的痛苦。
He said that some are preaching to add to my affliction.
他们有背后有他们的意思在里面。
They have their own motivation at the back of it.
但是保罗他可以说哈，他说无论怎么样，基督究竟是被传开了。
But Paul said, no matter what, you know, Christ
还是有人被救了。
And people are being saved.
但是保罗在这里点出来就是说，我们背后那个自己的意思，这个是危险的地方。
But he points out the motivation, the desire behind it.
敬畏神，我们生怕我们做的里面满了我们自己的意思。
We are afraid. We fear the Lord. We don't want any.
我们把自己都骗了。
Even deceiving ourselves.
所以，但愿我们在前面的路上。
So the way before us.
不管是我们生活的事情。
whether it's our daily life,
或者是我们服侍主的事情
or our service,
但有我们有弟兄们跟我们这样定了一些的几件事情啊。
Of course, the brothers have set a few points.
他说每一件事的开始都是神的旨意。
Every beginning has to be with the will of God.
换句话说，当我要找工作也好，我们有什么服侍也好，但愿我们好好寻求主，说主啊，这没真的是你的意思，不是我的意思。
So whether it's looking for a job or to serve the Lord, it is your will.
你才能够说主啊，这是你我这个开始是你的意思开始。
That's why we want the beginning to be of the Lord.
那这个事情的进行是神的能力。
And then the continuing of this thing is out of
the hands of God. 你的里面才能够坦然说主，这是你开始的，你负责到底。
And that's why we can say it is of yours, of the Lord, and you will be responsible.
不管是我自己生活的事情，或者我在服侍主的事，主，你开始的，你负责到底。
Whether it's our daily life or our service, you are responsible for it.
主负责，主自己把能力吃下来。
The God is responsible. He will give the strength.
不是我们在哪里努力太多什么，是自己在这里做这件事。
It's not us who are putting all the effort, but
如果这件事有个结束的话
，If this thing has an end,
这个结束乃是神的荣耀。
Then the end is the glory of God.
我们要小心，我们不要偷了神的荣耀。
Let's not steal the glory of God.
我们不要说，哎，我还在当中，我也有份，你就偷了。
We cannot say yes. We are part of it. We are stealing the glory of God.
说第一件事，我要今天早晨跟大家讲的，就是说我们要学习敬畏神。
That's why I want to tell everybody to learn to fear God.
我怕在我的行动中，说救我，不要有我的自己。
Lord, I don't want in all that I do have myself in it.
好，我们现在就来看到敬虔这件事。
Now let's turn to godliness.
我们刚刚读过提摩太前书里面第四章讲的。
We read 1 Timothy 4.
他说操练圣体，益处还少。
It says bodily exercise profit little.
另外一句话，操练身体就是有益处。
Well, another way of saying it, there is profit in exercising your body.
操练身体今天已经很这个 modern 叫什么？这个今天大家都在操练身体。
In our modern life, everybody is trying to exercise their body.
这个跑步、打球、这个走路，大家都在操练。
Running, playing ball, or walking, everybody is trying to exercise.
不过我就发现了，很爱跑步的人告诉我，我的膝盖受伤了。
But I found out that people love to run. They have a problem with my knee.
我打网球，哇，打得很好的人，我有网球肘。
Those who play tennis, oh, I have tennis elbow.
说走路要走得很快。
And if you walk, you have to walk in a fast
pace. 对你的心脏是好。
It's good for your heart.
最近我读了一篇。
But then I read something to this.
走路不要走太快。
When you walk,
就是走就好了。
Just walk.
你走太快，伤你的脑。
You walk too fast.
哎，都在新闻里面的啊，都在新闻里面的。那你就看这个新闻，究竟我走路一块快一块慢呢？一步快一块，一步慢呢？还是怎么走呢
？If you depend on the news, how am I going to walk fast or slow or one?
我的思想，我这一篇我思想了很久。
I have been thinking about.
因为大家都运动。
Because everybody's exercising.
结果你运动过度不行。
But too much exercise.
运动过少一点用也没用。
And too little is useless.
那这个运动啊，今天还啊不操练身体还不止运动。
But exercise the body is not just.
大家都在谈的，哎，怎么吃
？It's okay. How you have good nutrition?
不是营养学的人讲怎么吃，而是大家都讲怎么吃。
Not only those who study nutrition, but everybody talking about.
我记得我年轻的时候，大家到哪里一杯汽水。
I remember when I was young, everybody's drinking pop.
现在到哪里一瓶水。
Now it's a bottle of water.
然后呢？不久，已经很久以前了，说这个瓶子很糟糕。
But they said the plastic bottle is bad.
我要用什么？不是铁杠的杠杯，对不对
？Stainless steel is better.
Stainless steel, OK. 那最后来的不行，用玻璃的。
Or glass is even better.
我不知道哪一个才对哈，我这个反正口渴就喝了。
I really don't know which one is the best.
有人跟我在公司说一天喝三杯咖啡。
Some people say drink 3 cups of coffee.
对心脏特好。
It's good for your heart.
喝多了就咖啡因太多了。
But more than that, the caffeine is bad for you.
最近我太太要跟我讲，吃面包软的很多问题。
And then my wife said, if you eat the soft kind of bread, it's bad for you. You need to eat the hard bread.
我咬多几口牙齿都快要掉。
My teeth are falling off.
我问，操练身体究竟是什么叫操练？
Now what does it mean to have bodily exercise?
我最近读了一些圣经。
And I read a verse lately.
大家看一看希伯来书第十三章。
And it's in Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章。第十三章第九节。
13:9.
下面一句哈。第十三章第九节，任因为人心靠恩的坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益处。你翻译？
那13:9
yeah, the second part.
For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat.Which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
我那天早晨在读圣经的时候，我吓了一跳。我说圣经怎么写这样的话？
I was surprised that morning. Oh, the Bible even have been.
我整个人醒过来了。我说哦，这个哈，其实圣经主耶稣在地上说，不要为饮食忧虑，今天吃什么喝什么。
Yes, because even the Lord said that we should not be worried about what we eat, what we drink.
我们知道希伯来书这里讲哈，是对犹太人讲。
We know that this is addressed to the Jews.
犹太人什么都有规矩。
The Jewish people have
他的饮食上也有规矩。
Even with their food, their rules.
这个可吃，那个不可吃。
This you can eat, that you can.
这个是干净的，那个不干净的。
This is clean, that is unclean.
主耶稣。在使徒行传，神也给使徒们知道，凡物都可吃。
But the Lord showed in Acts that you can eat everything.
所以，我们今天来看，第一摆了一句话给我们说，你不要太注重你吃什么。
And here the Lord tells us, well, don't focus so much on what you should eat.
有时候我们会想，我常常想问弟兄姊妹，你这么注重吃，你为啊注重操练，注重吃是为什么？
I ask brothers and sisters, you focus on exercise, on what you eat. What's your purpose?
你知道运动员啊，哎，我有时候很看这些运动员怎么，我听他们一些 description, 我不可以吃这个，不可以吃那个，吃这个太胖，你跑不动啊，这个啊，他们吃是有个目的的。
I listen to the athletes, they talk about whether eating this or that. They have a purpose.
他们操练这个是为着我前面有个目的，我的运动我能够更好。
Their purpose is that, you know, their performance would be even better.
我操练身体啊，不是有多几块肌肉啊，这个是我能够更有力。然后呢，我吃得好，我能够真的好像刚刚讲 performance, 我能够表现得更好。
They can gain strength and have a better performance.
弟兄姊妹，我们操练是为什么？
Now, for us, why are we exercising?
我想啊，100%为了长命一点。
Maybe 100% to live longer.
对吧？有没有例外啊？有 exception.
Are there any exceptions?
对吧？我们训练就是说，盼望这个活久一点。
Maybe just to live longer.
不，我遇到大学生 ，OK， 有个大一的学生。
But I've met
我带他去买菜。
I took him to grocery shopping.
哇，他说我好痛。
He said I'm in pain.
男生啊，我说你为什么痛
？Why are you in pain？
我说我昨天去健身。
I went exercise bodybuilding.
我说你为什么 ？Bodybuilding is good. 这个我说你为什么去健身
？Why do you go there？
哇，多几块肌肉。
So I can have more muscle.
附带一下啊，他今天痛的能买菜，好痛。
He's willing to pay the price to gain that.
他不是为了长命。
It's not for long life.
哎，他为了别人看我有肌肉，肌肉男。
To gain muscle.
圣经这里说操练身体里有个目的的。
So when you exercise your body, there is a motive, a purpose.
我们是为主操练身体的。
We are exercising for the Lord.
不是为着你长命的。
It's for your long. It's not for your.
我们一定要把这个观念转过来。
We need to change this perspective.
有一个我不想这个，我遇到有人了，最少两个。
I met two people at least.
非常年轻，是 pioneer.
They're very young. They're pioneer.
很早就喝水，去哪里都带着一瓶。
Very early on, they're already drinking water, and they bring.
家里也有这个什么。不是过滤，我不知道那是什么机器，反正做出最好的水。
They have the best water even in their home.
吃的也很注意。
And they're very particular about what they eat.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，两个五十岁之前就死了。
And both of them passed away before 50.
哦，我听到我是蛮难过的。
When I heard of that news, I was very sad.
他们其实不是不爱主。
It's not that they don't love the Lord.
好好的来服侍主。
They do serve the Lord.
我常问主，为什么两个都五十岁前就死了
？But I ask them why they taken away before.
我就很想这个操练身体，我又在想这件事情。
And I was thinking about bodily exercise.
你知道，你天天吃水煮的东西，你可能什么营养都没了。
Maybe if you eat everything cooked by water, you lost all the nutrition.
我们今天主在这里说，操练身体益处还少。
And today the Lord is saying here, bodily exercise profits little.
你知道，我就慢慢发现啊。
And slowly I discovered.
一个人会死，不是你吃得好，有没有操练你的身体。
It's not that whether you don't eat good or you exercise your body.
还有很多可以杀你。
There are many things that can kill you.
如果你是一个很忧虑的人。你可能死得很快。
If you are full of anxiety and worries, you will die fast.
如果你是一个很苦读的人，你也可能死得很快。
Or if you're bitter, you will also.
如果你是一个不原谅人的人
，Or if you're unforgiving,
你也可能死得很快。
Same thing.
我不管你怎么吃怎么喝
，Whether no matter how you eat or you know how you drink.
说圣经讲了一句话。
And so the Bible says.
他说喜乐是良药。
It says a joyful heart is good medicine.
我讲讲我家里的事情。
I talk about something happened in my home.
我从小跟我公公一起生活。
I grew up with my grandfather.
他老人家啥东西都吃。
He eats everything.
我们有时候去餐厅啊吃饭。
Sometimes we go to the restaurant to have
东西掉到餐厅的地上。
Food and food that drop on the floor in the restaurant.
只要给他看到，拿起来就往嘴巴丢，吃掉。
He will eat it.
我们真怕他生病。
We're so afraid that he will get sick.
在我在香港的时间就没看过他生病。
But during my time in Hong Kong, I've never seen him sick.
他说不要浪费。
He said we don't want to.
他有个原则，什么都是神吃的。
The principle is everything's from God.
他吃掉。
And he eats them.
我这次我妈妈来啊
And this time my mom was
我要印证一件事我就问我妈
And I asked my mom
我说妈你每天煮的都是五花肉
I said mom every day you always cook that you know,
你爸爸
fat pork.
是我每餐都在吃
And I said your dad he's eating all that every meal
他说每餐吃
And he said yes She said yes
并且那精华什么那个汁啊倒在他饭里
And only that you know, the He will pour out a sauce in his bowl too.
他活到九十六岁。
And he lived to 96 years old.
我就没看过他生病。
And I've never seen him sick in his life.
我们今天这里剪了那里剪了，剩下的什么东西塞到嘴巴里了
？But today we cut this, cut that. We don't know what we put in our mouth.
你知道，在他的，反正他到香港之后都是他的晚年了。六十几岁到香港都算是他的晚年了。
He was in Hong Kong starting when 60, so it's all his old age in.
所有认识他的，不管是信主不信主的。
Everyone who knows him, whether believers or not.
只给他一个 comment, 就是喜乐的老人。
They give one comment that he's a joyful.
有人问他：“你不怕死吗？”
Some people ask it.
对，去公园看看，他今天才来讲，怎么老李不见了？好好死了吧？
Say, oh, how come this me he's gone? Well,
that's
the
way.
Real
fast.
<笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑>他们就觉得这个老人都比他们老，就是喜喜乐乐的在那里，这个在公园散步。
They say this old man, he's older than the rest, but he's so joyful and he's just walking in the park.
我在他身上就学一个，他什么都不怕。
And I learned this from him that he's not afraid of anything.
他也不生气。
And he's not angry or thinking.
你知道他耳朵重听到根本你跟他讲话要喊着他才听得见。
He has bad hearing. You have to shout.
我们看电视。
So when we were watching,
他也坐在那里看。
He was watching too.
看了半小时。
And after half an hour,
他就给你一句话。
He said.
他说没声音有什么好看？我跟你讲，他听不到这个世界很喜乐的，我告诉你。
He cannot hear.
你骂他，他也听不见。
Even if you say something bad to him, he can't hear it either.
那主改变我之后，我蛮喜欢跟他，我只要有他在，我都陪他的。
So after the Lord changed,
我以前觉得他很啰嗦。
Before I think he's so nagging.
Nagging, 他不是 nagging, 他讲他的往事。
Oh, he kept on repeating old
stuff. 他的辉煌的往事。
Things that are kind of.
你发现他每次讲同样的事情。
Yeah, he keeps on repeating the same.
你就不要跟他讲你讲过了。
And I can't tell him that he has said it before.
所以他生活蛮有规律的。
But his life is very routine and very joyful.
我讲讲我阿姨的柯姊妹的事情。
And then my aunt, Sister Ke.
有一次我问她，我说你还没睡觉。
I asked her, how come you're still awake at night?
我刚刚跟有个姊妹打电话，讲晚了，但是不讲。
So I was talking to a sister.And over the phone.
我发现他一件事情哈，他睡觉时间不是他定的。
I discover one thing that her sleep time is not controlled by herself.
他很早睡。
She can sleep early.
他也可以晚睡。
And or late.
我们喜欢早睡的人一定早睡。
For us who sleep early, we always want to sleep.
我们要晚睡的人早睡，根本眼睛盯着墙睡不着。
And for us who sleep late, we cannot sleep early.
但是啊，他能够。
But she can.
我们去吃东西。
We go out to eat.
我们的确跟他讲，我说，哎，这个不好吃了，这吃哪子好？
And I told her don't eat this.
他每次就讲一句话，他说什么都吃。
And then she answered me, I eat everything.
每一样都不要吃多。
And I won't eat much of each thing.
哎，我觉得哈，我慢慢是接受这句话。
And then slowly I accept this word.
在我阿姨身上，我发现她是一个操练敬虔的人。
I see in her that she exercised godliness.
她吃吃吃，她不吃了。
She will eat, but then she will stop.
那很奇怪，突然间就不再吃。你怎么你再吃再吃，她不会再吃的。
Even if you force her, she will just not take it.
摆在她盘上的就搬到我面前来了。
And things on her plate, she will just give it to me.
她不会再吃了。
She will not eat again.
我发现还有一个哈，她吃饭。
I discover when she.
哇，她要站着坐的直直的吃了。
She sat very straight and was eating.
这吃多苦啊！
And I said, "Oh, this is so tiring."
我吃饭最享受。
Because when we eat, it's the most relaxing,
enjoyable
time. 但是我
发现我们姊妹哈，这个是从年轻的时候就知道什么叫做操练敬虔。
But our sister, even from very young age, she knows how to exercise godliness.
我在这一些年长的弟兄们，我也学很多。
And among elder brothers,
我这一些年长弟兄在散步，在正在谈一些事情。
When I was walking with them, talking,
突然间他闭口。
All of a sudden, they become silent.
哦呦，你在他旁边叫啊什么，他就不开口。
They just
那个嘴巴好像缝起来。
As if their mouth is sealed.
那我就说，那回去休息好不好？
And I said, oh, let's go back and rest.
他说好。
And they say yes.
他们会讲一讲，他里面觉得我讲够了。
He said, I have spoken enough.
这个叫做敬虔。
This is godliness.
我读戴德森的传记。
I also read the biography.
他们有一个讲到他的事情。
Something they talk about him.
他说、啊、他忙得不得了。
They said he's very.
他到中国去传福音。
he was preaching.
啊，一方面医病，医病一方面传福音。
On one hand, he was healing the sick, and on the other, he.
但只要你心里面有苦闷，或者你需要有人怎么在在属神的事上有帮助的，你去找他，他给你一个感觉，所有时间都是你的。
As long as you have need and if you're troubled, you go to see him. He will let you feel that all the time is.
他不会给你感觉说，哎，我还有很多事要做。你讲完了没？
He will not let you feel like, oh, I feel I'm so busy. Are you done?
他把你都让你很高兴的离去，他再去忙他的东西。
He will let you be very joyfully leave there, and then he will go back to his business.
什么是对敬虔？
Now, what is godliness?
我们读一节圣经，提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第十六节
verse 16，
我们只读前面一句哈，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
他说敬虔就是神在肉身显现。
The mystery of godliness is God was manifest in the flesh.
当初耶稣在地上的时候，神就在耶稣身上显现。
When Jesus was on earth, God was manifested in him.
今天
and today,
神要在属神的人里面，也要让神在你我身上显现。
The same way God wants to be manifested in people who have God.
列王记下不用读了，列王记下第四章里面讲到一个妇人。
Second Kings talk about
noble woman.
Second Kings talk about the noble woman.
是大户人家的妇人。
From a great home.
他说每次有个人都来他家寄宿。
Every time there's one who stay in their home.
路过的时候每次都住在他。
Every time he passed by, he will stay.
有一天，这个妇人跟她丈夫说。
And then one day, this woman told the husband.
他说哈，我看这个人。就是一个圣洁的神人。
He said, "I see this person as a holy man of God."
这个人在他身上有神能够显露出来的。
God was manifested in this person.
这个人是以利沙。
And this person was Elijah.
在以利沙服侍主的年间，他去的地方，人就觉得神从他身上显出来。
Wherever he went, people see God in him.
提摩太后书第三章。
And then same way, First Timothy.
后面一卷，后面一卷。
提摩太后书，
后面一卷第三章。
Second Timothy 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
对不起，第十二节。
Verse 12.
不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，我只要你们注意那个敬虔度日。
I want you to focus on live godly in Christ Jesus.
他这里讲到操练敬虔是每天的事。
Here to exercise godliness is a daily.
因为他说是敬虔度日。
Because it's living daily godly.
所以我们怎么每天来操练这个敬虔？
So how do we exercise godliness?
我们在说话，在我们里处理事情，在我们的穿着上面，在我们家里怎么布置，是不是给人看到有神的
？So, how we say things, how we do things, how we decorate our house, what does it say to other people?
我们所有的打扮，我们的穿着。是给人看到神，还是看到我是一个非常世俗的人
？Okay, so the way we dress, do people see we're worldly, or do they see we're godly?
我们家里的布置是给人看到这是神的家，还是给人看到哦，这个是世界最漂亮的家
？Or the way we decorate our house, does it show that this is the best worldly house, or they see God in it?
我们有时候所以我常常提醒我自己，我们家里面怎么样的装潢，我们要给人知道这里是属神的。
So I always remind brothers and sisters, the way we have our home set up should show God.
当然圣经讲啊，你有金钱的外貌没用的哈，只有里面是配得上，那才有用的。
Of course, if we're just outward godly, that's not enough. It has to be inwardly the compatible.
有一次我们家请人来替我们装了个抽油烟机。
So one time we had somebody come to install the ventilation, the exhaust.
他没有，还是跟我们谈，还没装了，才在讲。他说：“哎，这一家公司的老板是基督徒。”
He said, "Oh, the owner of this company is a Christian."
我奇怪，我跟 Sherry 就说他干嘛？他一讲就说他是基督徒。
So he said, "How come he mentioned that?"
我心中在想，他怎么会跟我谈是基督徒
？Why would he talk about you know that owner being Christian?
因为我还想跟他传传福音呢。
I want to, in fact, I want to share the gospel.
我讲讲讲，他说他也是基督徒，不过已经很久不去聚会。
And then he also said, "Oh, he is also a Christian, but he hasn't been going to meetings for a
while." 那谈话都讲基督徒。
But the whole time,
我就问他，我说你怎么知道我是基督徒？我们是基督徒。
And then I asked him, like, how do you know I'm a Christian?
他说你看你的墙上。
He said, "Oh, look at the wall."
我才明白。
Then I realized.
因为我墙上挂了一个牌子，基督是我家之主。
Because I have a plate that says,
这是我第一次有人进来看到那个牌子说，哎，就跟我谈基督徒的事。
So this is the first time somebody came in talked to me about.
当然，就那个牌子不敬畏神，那也没用啊。
Of course, if I'm not fearing the God, that flag is not.
但是我们今天乃是说哈，我的家，我们的家是给人知道说，这是你能够在这里遇到神的地方。
But our home should be a place to let people know they can meet God.
操练金钱，我们先看看圣经跟我们说要逃避什么。
Then we want to see what does the Bible tell us to flee from in order to pursue godliness.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy, chapter 2.
第十六节。
2:16.
但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
But shun profane and vain babblings.For they will increase unto more ungodliness.
提摩太前书往前面翻一点哈，提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
我们刚刚读过了第七节。
Verse 7, we've read that.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
Refuse profane and old wise fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness.
敬虔有一件事情跟讲话切切相关的。
There's one thing related to godliness and it's your speech.
第一个不要讲脏话。
Don't use dirty words.
这个不要讲一些无聊的话。
Or meaningless talk.
这里讲什么很低级的笑话。
Or dirty jokes.
或者很随便讲
or just babbling
所以特别讲不要东家长西家短
or add things exaggerate
如果有些话真的到我们这里我们要想过是不是我们要讲出去
so when the words come to us we have to think do we need to say it
你要知道我们今天信主了之后
You should know that after we have believed the Lord,
我们今天的价值观与人生观是变的。
Our value system, and our perspective of life have changed.
除非我没有真的有主的生命。
Unless we don't really have the life.
如果我真的有主的生命，价值观与人生观是应该变的。
If we really have the life of the Lord,
我们的朋友，周遭的朋友，应该一碰到我就发现这个人变。
People, our friends who see us, they should realize we have changed.
他们要做一个决定。
They have to decide.
他要跟你走，还是就跟你分开。
Are they going to go with you or are going to separate with you?
他们会看到，就是说，在你身上的确不是世界人所要的。
Well, they will see that in you is not what world wants.
换句话说，那是你的神在你生命中开始显。
Or in another words, God is being manifested in you.
我们看彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter,
彼得后书第二章
Second Peter 2
第九节
verse 2:9
主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探，就是头一句。
The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
你知道我们真的愿意操练敬虔的话，
If we really want to exercise godliness,
圣经竟然有一句应许，神要救敬虔的人脱离试探。
Look at this. There's even a promise to He will deliver the godly out of temptation.
主教我们的祷告，我们常常祷告。
The Lord teaches us to pray, and we usually pray this way.
不叫我遇见试探，救我脱离一切的凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
但是这里他竟然讲了一个，乃是说，你只要愿意操练敬虔，神能够救我们脱离试探。
And here it even says that if you're willing to exercise godliness,He will deliver the godly out of temptation.
So, 刚刚我们读过的提摩太前书第四章哈，这个他说操练圣体益处还少，就操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
And so we read a while ago, 1 Timothy 4 says, bodily exercise profit little, but godliness is profitable unto all things.
我想用下面的时间就讲讲我们怎么来操练。
So we want to talk about how do we exercise godliness.
刚刚已经讲了，言语这件事是我们天天都操练。
We said that our speech this is something that we can exercise.
里面有感觉的时候，讲话讲很多，里面有感觉停。
When you sense something inside, immediately you need to stop.
这个很多人说女孩子一在一起的时候，那就吵得不得了。
Many said when girls start together, it's very noisy.
但是这个姊妹们可以有点操练哈，这个总有一个先停了，那就大家讲不起来。
So maybe sisters can exercise this. If one stops, then it's.
如果有什么争辩，有没有一个有里面有感觉就停了。
Or if there are arguments inside, you sense something, then you will stop.
夫妻吵架，吵到吵油都不讲。
Or when husband and wife quarrel, then one will stop.
一个巴掌打不响的啊，这个都是不讲话，那他骂一下就没掉了。
If one stops, then it cannot continue.
说操练言语是可以操练的。
So to exercise your speech, it's possible.
但是我刚刚已经讲，里面要有感觉，里面有感觉。
But The thing is, inside you need to sense something.
我们一直跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们今天跟从主的路不是外面做的路，什么规条，现在讲三句就该停了，不是这样的，乃是里面有圣灵的感觉。
We keep on emphasizing to brothers and sisters, these are not rules. This is leading of the Holy Spirit from inside. You need to sense.
你要里面常有感觉。
You need to sense that often.
你第二个操练，常常跟主讲话。
And then the second thing is to talk to the Lord.
很多人说我祷告要被闭眼睛啊，我要不要什么时间祷告啊？
Some people say, oh, when I pray, do I have to close my eyes or certain time?
有些时候是好的。
Well, of course, sometimes doing that, that's good.
你开车的时候就不要闭眼睛。
When you're driving, don't close your eyes, obviously.
你还是可以跟神讲话的。
You can still talk to the Lord.
我很喜欢开车的跟神讲话。
I like to talk to the Lord while I'm driving.
我慢慢就发现。当然你可以试的哈，当你跟神一讲话，你根本就不想讲，已经给你一个 sign， 你开始在远离神了。
Or maybe when you start talking to the Lord and then you feel you don't like to, well, that's already a sign.
说如果求主帮我，有时候回来就不容易回来，因为你开始出去了，要拉回来还是可能需要一些时间。
You should know that you're probably going, probably going away. You need time to come back.
但是我们有一个操练。常常跟主讲。
But we should exercise. Talk to the Lord often.
你知道我们家买了一个这个反正可以挂在门框上面。
Oh,
I don't know what that is. You don't know. 因为他家有一个。
Our house has something that where you can hang on the door. It's like a bar and you can hang on it.
自从我有我这个老二是整天挂在那。
And my younger son always wants to do that.
他只要走过那个门就上去了。
Every time he passed by the door,
走出来也上去了。
And then he comes out, he do that again.
哇，他就是喜欢哇，这个叫 monkey bar， 知道吗？拉就是整天拉。
So it's a bar, and he always wants to hang on to that.
其实我在观察的，我说，哎，这叫操练。
And then I was observing. I said, oh, that's.
哦，不是我在旁边叫，哎，你开练十下下来，人家吃饭。
It's not. Well, I telling him you need to go up there.
他走过，他就去拉几下。
But every time he passed by that, he will.
我就发现他的手力现在很强。
And now, you know, he has strong arms.
不是他只为手力，他就是想要拉。
But he's not after the strong arms.
我就想到在操练金钱这件事上。
And then I think about exercise God.
你会想到什么？我又有机会跟你讲几句话。
Will you think, oh, now I have a chance to talk to the Lord?
其实我上班很多时候都说，哎，不想做了，跟你谈谈话。
Many times at work, oh, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to talk to you for a while, Lord.
很多事情你可以跟主讲的。
There are many things that you can talk to the Lord about.
第三个。
And then the third thing.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这里保罗对。提摩太说不可叫人小看你年轻总要在言语行为爱心信心清洁上都做信徒的榜样
Let no man despise thy youth but be thou an example of the believers in words in conversation in charity in spirit in faith in purity
言语我讲了不讲了
I talked about speech and words
这行为
What we do
我是要愿意再次讲的就是我们的衣着
The way we dress
直到我年轻的时候，虽然信主。
When I was young, even though I was already a believer.
我跟你们讲过，我们长大是在嬉皮跟李小龙的阴影底下长大。
And you know that we grew up in the time of the hippies and Bruce Lee.
我们穿衣服绝对不穿内衣的，哪有这么上个裤子的
？And when we wear our outer shirt, we
哦，我还想
说
了一个是猫王的那个时代。
猫王
就是那个
Elvis。even during the time of Elvis.
对 ，Elvis 上去唱歌的时候纽扣不扣。
Same thing, you know, Elvis leaves the button.
所以我们唱我们就都是不扣纽扣。
And so same thing.
你知道我们这些来到聚会，你们都不扣纽扣的，真的。
We want to be like them, so we wear the.
所以你说这些进了礼拜堂跟离开礼拜堂没什么差别的。
And whether we're in the meeting.
因为我们这个人给人看就是世俗的人。
And when people see us, we're worldly.
我们要给人，不知道去教会给谁看。这个就是说要给人看 ，we're very cool.
We just want to let other people see we're cool.
那
我
肌肉都要弄几块了哈，这个。那女生就穿得漂漂亮亮。
And then the women they dressed up really.
所以有时候觉得去聚会啊，年轻人啊就选什么贱男跟小姐哈。这个就大家就是看谁最漂亮，你要怎么讲？
So anyway, when they go to meeting, it's just to show off themselves.
所以有些后来我们知道，有些人真的来传福音，他说我去教会都不觉得这里有神。
And that's why some real seeker of the gospel, they go to church, they feel this God.
我们都经过这个长大的。
And we've all passed by this stage.
所以我们对不起啊，我那时候觉得台湾人很土。你这不穿内衣的。
So I used to think people from Taiwan they're so conservative.
因为那时候国内的人不多哈，都是遇到这个台湾来的哈，这个就觉得哇，穿衣服好土。
It's like, oh, they're not fashionable at all.
但是我一出国，我就什么都像台湾人的。
But then, when I left, then
我里面有个提醒我，你根本不像一个属神的人。
Inside of me, the voice said to me, "You do not look like one who belongs to the Lord."
我彻彻底底的改过来。
And then I changed completely.
你们不会想象我其实头发有多长。
You can't believe it how long my hair
was. 我到中国的时候，我们有一次破天荒跑到中国去。
One time I went to China.
跟我表哥两个人去。
And I went with my cousin.
所有人在后面讲的，这两个是男的还是女的？
Are these girls or boys?
所以你要知道我们的衣着
so, the way we
会给人知道我们的打扮会给人知道你究竟别人看到你是一个属神的人还是属主的属世界的
It will tell us whether you belong to the Lord or you belong to the world
我刚刚讲过家里的装扮啊很多其他的事情啊那你这个都会使人说这里究竟有主还是你跟世人都一样
or the way you know we set up our home it will tell people whether God is there or not
我给你们读最后一段圣经
And then the last verse that I'm going to read with you.
彼得前啊，彼得后书第一章。
Second Peter, chapter 1.
啊，英文就不读了哈，我只把中文读哈，第五节到第七节。
It's from verse 5 to 7. English will not read it.
他说啊，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上前进；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄心，又要爱众人的心。你发现前进摆得蛮后面的。
You realize that this godliness is at the end of it.
你要知道，讲容易。要行没这么容易。
To talk about it is easy, to do it is hard.
彼得在这里说，你要操练这个敬虔的事，你前面有些事一定要先去有点操练的。
Peter is showing us to exercise godliness. There are things that you have to exercise before.
第一个就是信心。
The first is faith.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们今天跟随主走这条天路，第一个就在你生活中操练信心。
The first thing when you walk with the Lord is to exercise faith in your life.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们生活是因信而活的。
Because the Bible says that we, the just shall live.
我们不从生活中去操练信心，你怎么知道主是真的？
If we do not exercise our faith, how can we know?
你怎么能够告诉人说我的主是又真又活的神？
How can you tell other people that my God is real and alive?
人家一问你，你就懂。
People ask you, and you're done.
因为所有的你都是听别人讲。
Because you only
在你身上，你没有经历过主，真的是我平静走过了。主在我的学业、事业、婚姻、家庭，我的确看到主在这里做事。
You have not experienced by faith. You walk through your daily life.
我们能够在这里，我们说主啊，我走这条信心的路是对的。
And I want to say to the Lord, this way of faith is right.
所以彼得在这里说。有了信心要加上德行，就是说你有讲信心，不是嘴巴讲，是有走得出来的。
So faith is not just in words, but you have walked.
你告诉人说这条路是走得通的。
You tell others this way is possible.
说他后面讲，你走了这个加上知识。
And then after you walk, then
在你走之前就有知识，我告诉你那是有至高之道。
If knowledge comes before walking,
因为你根本不知道怎么走。
Because you do not.
你只有知识。
You only have knowledge.
但是你有走过了，圣经要你有知识的。
But if you walk through,
我们不能够告诉人说不要知识。
I'm not saying don't have knowledge.
但是要我们有知识。
God wants us to know.
知识大前提要我们是经历过主。
But before knowledge, you need to experience the Lord.
他说你有知识之后，你要学会忍耐。
And then after knowledge,
要节制。
You need to have self-control.
有节制，要有忍耐。
And then patience.
因为有些人可能没有你这些知识。
Because there are some who do not have this knowledge.
对啊，你没办法用知识加在别人身上。
You cannot add knowledge.
你有了这些的学习。
You need to learn of it.
你发现我们在敬虔上面才能够有路。
And then there will be a way to godliness.
我刚刚讲，一个操练敬虔是想常常想到主的。
So one who is exercising godliness. If you're not attracted by him, how can you think about him?
男女朋友会整天想到对方。
Yes, those who are boyfriends or girlfriends.
因为他有很大的吸引。
Because there's attraction between.
我们有了这些经历。
We have this experience.
我们才会思想到主。
Then we can think about the Lord.
我们真的能够操练到敬虔。
If we exercise godliness,
你才真的学会什么叫爱。
Then you really know what is love.
我们人最喜欢爱。
We all want
to love. 特别到教会来。
Especially in
我们都想有人爱我。
We want others to love us.
但是你要知道，所有这些爱都不是圣经讲的爱。
But this love is not the Bible's love.
圣经已经讲两个爱。
There are two love in the
Bible. 一个 Phileo 弟兄的爱。
One is phileo, brotherly love.
一个是 agape, 是神无私的爱。
And the other is a godly love, agape.
我们没有这些操练，我们宣布的爱都是假的。
If we do not learn of this, all our love is fake.
当我们讲到弟兄相爱的时候，这是经过许多的学习才出来的爱。
To have brotherly love is through a lot of experience.
这个爱是经过许多的对付而产生的。
It's through a lot of dealings that it can
come. 这个还没有讲是神的爱。
And this is not even God's love.
所以我愿意今天给弟兄姊妹知道，操练敬虔是必须的。
I want to tell brothers and sisters that it is a must to exercise.
我们信主之后，我们是开始往一个目标，就是进天国。
And when after we believe, we're going towards a goal to enter the.
我们要能够进天国，操练敬虔是必须的。
And to enter the kingdom of heaven, exercising God.
在操练这个敬虔之前，我们有许多我们要先学习。
And before exercising godliness, we need to learn many things.
但愿我们今天能够看到这个的重要性。
That we will see the importance of this.
不是讲操练身体，这个运动饮食不重要。
It's not that exercise the body is not important.
但是如果你操练金钱的话
，But if you exercise godliness,
你会有适度的多少的啊运动。
Then you will have the right amount of exercise.
你也能够吃，什么都可以吃。
And you can eat everything.
So, 我总结一下，我今天讲两件事情。
So in conclusion, there are two things.
敬畏神。
To fear God.
不是怕神惩罚。
It's not to be afraid that God will punish us.
乃是怕在我所做的事上，我自己的成分太多。
But to be afraid that whatever I do, there's a self in it.
但愿主在把我的成分越过越简，越过越单纯。
But the Lord will take away the self.And that will be more simple.
生活与侍奉上，这个只有主的意思。
That only in our life and in our service, only God's will prevail.
敬虔。
And godly.
但愿主在我们所行所做，更多流露他自己。
And that in whatever we do or say, He will be manifested.
使人遇到我们，就能够遇见神。
And so when people meet us, they will meet the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
说我们感谢你，你是用永远的爱爱我们。
Lord, we thank you. You love us with everlasting love.
你还给我们的时间，在地上还有机会来学习。
And you gave us time and opportunity to learn.
说我们就在这里彼此的激励。
And so we want to encourage each other.
帮助我们做一个真正敬畏你的人。
Help us to be one who really fear you, Lord.
我们在地上也好好操练。过敬虔的生活
and that here on earth we will live a godly life
在有那一日我们能够欢喜的来见
and so that when that day comes we will meet you joyfully
奉主耶稣基督的名
this we pray in Jesus name
Amen,
Amen.
大家我们有吃饭吗如果你还没签名的我也签了